This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as more and more unfolds when it comes to coronavirus, and more and more cases have been reported, as of yesterday we had, I believe, 4,500 possible cases worldwide. That number jumped to 6,000. In America, there's 100 possible cases. Only 5 confirmed cases so far. 5 cases were 2 in California, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Washington, and 1 in Illinois. But there's about 100 sporadic cases, some in universities, some in various cities, of possible cases being looked at. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. No surprise that we have one case that's isolated right now in a local hospital being evaluated and tested. You know, how the process kind of works is, you know, if somebody comes in, recent travel from Wuhan, China, or exposure to somebody who might have come from Wuhan, China, the average doctor's office doesn't really have the testing. We don't really carry testing in the doctor's offices for this. We'll probably test you for flu to make sure that you don't have regular flu, but or regular flu, but one of the flu viral strains that's going around. Then, if so, we contact the local health department. They contact the CDC, or the local health department has been working with the CDC to do possible testing, and we isolate you. We put you in isolation within a hospital that has certain ventilation systems, doesn't have other patients in the room next to you, and then we test you, and we watch and wait. From what I understand, the testing is pretty damn good. Okay, so it's not like some of these screens, like a pregnancy test, a urine pregnancy test, where, well, it could be wrong and then you got to wait a few days. Usually these screenings are pretty good. Yeah, private room in the hospital. I know. Have you guys ever been in a hospital when you had somebody else next to you? That's really, really tough because, one, you can't sleep. You know, two, you know, it's like time for your enema, or you have to be on a bedpan or something like that. And there's like no privacy. I mean, when you're in a hospital, by the way, and you have a buddy or a roommate, you might as well become best friends because they're going to know more about you than your spouse. Right? I mean, they're going to know everything that's happening to you and what's going on, hear all the burps and farts and all that. And then they're going to see your tushy every time you get up to go potty. So not a lot of privacy. Not a lot of hospitals, you know, brag about having, you know, private rooms. I remember when I was in training, especially at the VA, you would have 4 at the least in one, you know, hospital room. I mean, they were buddies, you know, they were like screaming at each other, you know, give them another rectal. They're like, okay. You know, but anyway, so back to coronavirus. I'm a little worried about you guys because you are being pitched online to buy surgical masks. And you are getting screwed by the prices of some of these surgical masks. What we're seeing throughout the country is people very, very panicked, running to buy these little... Let me see if I have one. Hold on. Let me see if I have one of these. Oh, please, here we go. Okay. Well, I carry one of these. The reason why I carry one of these is because when I go to get my nails done, I don't like all the things flying off and breathing it in, so I wear one of these. These things don't protect you against jack diddly squat. I mean, okay, look, first, I was at the airport flying back from Reno, and somebody had one of these on, and I'll show you how they wore it. I can't put on my ears, but, okay, their nose was open. I'm like, that's not how you do it. This thing has to, like, protect and cover the whole face. And there's like this little wire in here that's supposed to help hug the nose. There's a proper way to put this on. But I tell you right now, this thing does not protect against coronavirus. It doesn't protect against the flu. What you will see medical providers wear is the N95 type of respirator mask, which I don't have a copy of or an example of. So people will say, well, let me buy those. So here's the problem with that. You can't just wear one mask for the week, okay? You have to replace your mask very, very often. If I am talking to somebody and I spit when I talk and I get it wet, I need to change it out. If I touch it, if I scratch it. So when you do wear a mask, my rule of thumb is I change it out with every single patient. So that gets pretty expensive. So if you have a box of 100 and here you are, and you decide to wear it when you go to the store or when you go to work. I mean, you need to be changing it out pretty damn often. So the online basic blue little flimsy quote-unquote surgical masks do not provide protection. The N95 can with this virus. But, remember we talked about with Ebola. Basic gloves and masks didn't cover that. You had to basically be in like hazmat suits. So with this coronavirus, if we really don't know what we're working with, and we don't know if it was leaked from a lab, we don't know if it mutated very viciously and aggressively from being a snake sort of virus to a human, since we don't know, we play it safe. That being said, I don't mind if you have them and you feel like you want to wear them, because when I see somebody wear a mask, I don't tell them to take it off because, it reminds you that you do need to be a little bit more cautious. I can't tell you how many times we kiss people, we hug people, we grab their drinks, we laugh, we whatever. When you kind of wear the mask, you kind of remember to, be a little bit more, cognizant of, okay, well, we got germs. The problem is when you have somebody who acts like a Superman, going, okay, everybody step aside. Okay, let me assess the situation. I'm the one with the mask. I'm immune. And I was talking about this yesterday on a plane. I do that all the time. I have my mask always with me, some gloves, and I'm like, Dr. Dolly's here. Let me assess the situation. Everybody gets out of the way. So Dr. Dolly's assessing the situation. I'm like, yeah. And I got my mask. No. You get kind of a false sense of security. So you need to be careful with that. So regular flimsy little blue masks aren't going to cut it. All right. Remember, good hand washing. Avoid people who are sick. Don't let people stick their tongue in your mouth. And if anybody doesn't feel well, get yourself checked out. Do I think it's rampant in Nevada or whatever? No, I don't. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, Purell is a very, very popular hand sanitizer. And Purell, from what I understand, I never caught them doing this, but apparently they were doing this, was claiming that hand sanitizer could kill flu and Ebola. Apparently, it made suggestions on its frequently asked questions page that its hand sanitizers can kill such deadly viruses. The FDA this month told them to stop that, claiming its hand sanitizer may not be approved for that sort of indication. Now, Purell has 70% ethyl alcohol. It can kill bacteria at the 70%. But according to the FDA, a 90% alcohol formula is what is needed to kill most viruses. So the FDA has demanded that Purell stop making unproven claims about the products. Hand sanitizers qualify as quote-unquote drugs, but have not been approved. So basically, if you claim that your product can help fight a pathogen, it falls under a medication or drug category. FDA, then, needs to be all up in it. And if the FDA has not approved your, you know, product as anti-germ or anti-pathogen or, you know, anti-cholesterol or whatever, it doesn't count. Now, some people say, well, wait a second. Okay. Hand sanitizer offers some alcohol. There's some alcohol in it. Why the hell not? Can't I use it? So we're kind of dealing with semantics here. FDA having to approve something doesn't mean to not use common sense. If you wash your hands like crap using soap and water, which you shouldn't do, and you feel like extra protecting yourself with some Purell, go ahead. Just don't be under the illusion that this is going to protect you from something as nasty as Ebola or something as unpredictable as coronavirus. Okay? So the FDA is right. But, you know, there are technicalities. So, okay. Purell is, you know, most popular brand name hand sanitizer. How does it work? Well, alcohol does a variety of things to a pathogen. Can kill the cell wall, can cause it to lyse, can dehydrate it, pull out the fluid within the cell. By the way, whenever you use rubbing alcohol to sterilize something, just pouring it on there doesn't work. It needs to dry. The act of the drying is usually what kills these bacteria. And so Purell, when they've been advertising, they've been claiming that what they do is proven to kill 99.9% of germs on the hands. Very bold, unfortunately a little too reassuring. The CDC has recommended using hand sanitizer if soap and water are not available. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to kill a virus. So the FDA does not allow hand sanitizer brands to make viral claims. So now the FDA and the CDC look like they might not be on the same page. Remember, they're government agencies. So they need to look, they can't look like they contradict each other. Do you guys notice that the FDA will say something or the CDC will say something and people will be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, FDA said this, CDC said this, and they think it's like the same unit, same department, and it's not. CDC may be on the fourth floor, FDA might be on the seventh floor, FDA says something, CDC's like, well, what'd they say? Go up there to the seventh floor and find out what the hell they're talking about. Somebody goes up there and says, yeah, the FDA says this. Why? Well, they didn't run it by us. FDA's like, what the hell are the CDC guys doing? CDC says you need to wash your hands and you need to blow your nose. Why are they telling us to blow their nose? All right, guys, let's have a meeting. Do we have to have another meeting? Yeah, the FDA and the CDC have to have a meeting. So FDA, CDC gets to an office going, guys, what are you telling people now? Well, we're going to put on our website this. Do you guys approve? Well, we need to approve. No, you don't. Well, you know, we don't need your approval. Well, we need to approve everything because we're the FDA. CDC's like, oh, hell no. We're the CDC. We even come before you in the alphabet. We're even easier to say CDC than FDA. FDA takes longer. So if then the news, they're going to say, somebody tells you to do something, they go CDC first. FDA starts to get their panties all up in a bunch. And they go, look, we are the FDA. That's it, you're the Food and Drug Administration. We're the ones talking about the pathogens. We're the one elbow deep into Ebola. So you guys go take your FDA. This is a conversation I'm assuming they have. You go take your, you know, Pez dispenser regulations and your Lucky Charms, you know, warnings, and let us, there's nothing going on with Lucky Charms, and let us deal with the big boy stuff. Now, the FDA is like, no, because we are the ones that need to approve the medicine to kill your bugs. So you better start kissing our butts, especially since you already know a lot about E. coli. So I think they fight a lot. I really think that the CDC and FDA aren't as cuddly and best buds as we think. And here's Purell kind of now pitting them against each other, going, well, the CDC is recommending that we use hand sanitizers. Purell's the biggest hand sanitizer out there. And now the FDA is saying, hell no. So, the influenza, let's say the flu, is an enveloped virus. Enveloped viruses can be killed or inactivated by alcohol. They're just susceptible that way. The World Health Organization and the CDC are recommending the use of alcohol-based hand sanitizer as a preventative measure for flu prevention. That does not mean, though, that Purell could go and say they could, you know, fight off Ebola. All right? I don't think it would hurt, but, you know, maybe you can. How do you guys put on your hand sanitizer? You squirt, right? Then you rub all over. Do you really get in between your fingers? Do you get under your nails? Nope. When you wash your hands, you get under your nails and really scrub in between the fingers? Nope. You should. So think about it. Some people, when they put hand sanitizer on, they do the squirt. They rub it. It's drippy. They wipe it on their pants. And then maybe they'll do like another squirt. They could, in essence, spread some germs. But I am a fan of hand sanitizer. I don't think we have to hand sanitize, you know, a kid's backpack before they go to school. I think kids do need to be exposed to real life germs out there, you know, with caution. But I do like where hand sanitizers, you know, their role in this. But the CDC website, so now we're talking CDC, Center for Disease Control, website says that disinfectants with concentrations between 60 and 80% alcohol are potent at inactivating all the enveloped viruses and lists influenza as an example of these viruses. But that is not a claim that's proven in the FDA's eyes, according to the Daily Mail. So advertising it presents a problem for that regulatory body. And ethanol alcohol is designated a drug under one of FDA's pharmacopoeia compendiums of ingredients, and compounds that require regulation. So if you have a product with ethanol alcohol, you still need to run this by the FDA. So now Purell is being accused of false claims, has to respond to, I think it's parent company's Gojo, has 15 days from the January 17th letter to explain to the FDA what they're going to do to make sure they comply with the agency's regulations. My guess is this will not end here because they're going to say, but the CDC is saying to use hand sanitizer. So, what the hell? So we'll see. I think it's very exciting to see what's going on with the FDA and the CDC. Everybody kind of gets into each other's business. But the FDA is right. You have, you know, somebody looking at that going, okay, I'm good. I'm just going to, you know, take a bath and sanitizer. It doesn't work. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump, they're now in the Q&A phase. New Mexico Democrat Tom Udall says the Senate has yet to take on the issue of witnesses, including John Bolton.
Well, you go back and forth on these witnesses. Why don't we let the Chief Justice rule on relevancy and materiality? And I've been working with Chris Van Hollen. We had a motion to that effect. I think we should put that motion up, number one, right behind the vote on the witnesses. And we should say, let's let the Chief Justice rule.
Republican senators are now trying to find a way to deal with the fallout from John Bolton's forthcoming book. The White House has issued a letter to him looking to block the publication of the former National Security Advisor's book, which accuses the president of wrongdoing. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. And big thanks for to Daniel for working the dials. Okay, so I love Band-Aids. I am so into Band-Aids. I just think they are the coolest thing. And when I was little, one of the reasons why I wanted to be a doctor is I just love the smell of Band-Aids. I love that they were sticky. You have the little white square that's kind of soft and pushy. And then you got the, you know, sticky latex-looking, sticker, the arms of the wings of the Band-Aid with the little holes in it. And it just, to me, was the coolest thing when I was a kid. So, you know, my parents, when they wanted to know what I wanted, you know, for Hanukkah or whatever, as a gift, I wanted a first aid kit. still to this day, if you come in, I also like toolkits. If you plop a toolkit or a first aid kit in front of me, I just have to open it up and go through it and touch it all. I just do. I don't understand that. If you have like a spice rack, I don't really care. I'm not into spice racks. If you have like a sewing kit, I'm just not into that. You know how some people, they want to look at all the little spools? Maybe Crayolas do that. Have you guys ever had like one of those big, huge 64 sets of Crayola? So you want to open it up and it's nice and crisp and you got all the colors and you want to like touch. You pull out one of your favorite colors and you look at it and you go, ooh, ah. And then it's named, you know, like, I don't know, Squid Aqua or something. You're like, oh man, that's a cool name. Then you put that back and you grab another color and you're done. Me, I'm like that with first aid kits. You give me a first aid kit, I will have to touch everything. It's very, very frustrating because you really aren't supposed to touch a bunch of stuff in a first aid kit. I want to open it up. You know, I have a first aid kit from World War II, and then I have a little baby first aid kit worn on the belt of a World War I doughboy soldier from, I believe, 1917. And it's kind of in like one of those sardine cans. You would have to rip it open to see what's in it. I am dying to do that. I just can't wait. The only reason why I haven't is we were originally going to do that on Pawn Stars and scheduling got, moved. And so I don't know, you know, if we're going to do it or not ever, but I just want to keep it closed until then because I am dying to open it up and see what's inside. There might be some smelling salts. Might be some gauze, but that would really, really be cool to see what this is. Anyway, I just love first aid kits and band-aids. Now, scientists have invented a bandage which helps diagnose infections by changing color. And they think that this could help curb antibiotic resistance. This is coming out of China. It's called the Smart Bandage. And it senses when bacteria are present in the body, and then it releases medication to kill it in response. Researchers in China say their work could pave the way for rational use of antibiotics. They say normally antibiotics are given as preventative measures. Go, well, we think you're sick, so here. But they tested this on mice, and the bandage changed from green to yellow when drug-resistant bacteria were present. I believe the bandage eventually turned red. I don't know, but anyway, there were some color changes. I think it was drug-sensitive bacteria. I think they have a typo here. I think if it was drug-sensitive bacteria, it turned yellow. Drug-resistant bacteria turned red. A little typo, but that's okay. I don't always tell the editors when there's a typo. You made me look stupid on air. It's a good article, so I'll give it to them. Now, this bacteria resistance thing is why you guys are having a hell of a time getting antibiotics. You guys are mad and you are furious with urgent cares and telemedicine and your doctor because you're not able to get the antibiotic like you used to. And, well, antibiotic resistance is one of the biggest threats to global health. They say 700,000 deaths worldwide every year, according to the World Health Organization, is because you have a bacteria that we can't fight with an antibiotic. So, we have, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people die. And it's very frustrating as a doctor because we say, okay, you have a bacteria. They go, give me something. You give them something and it doesn't work. And you have to explain to them, don't really have much else. Which is why I think we need to go to, you know, maybe you know, certain light therapy or certain other non-antibiotic therapies to help kill these bugs. So, tools that help find and detect bacterial infections early might reduce guesswork and might reduce the shotgun approach that we've done with antibiotics. You guys are having trouble getting antibiotics now at urgent cares and telemedicine, things like that, because if you have a cold, and it sounds like you have a cold, we're not supposed to give you an antibiotic. The rules are getting tighter and tighter. I mean, they allow still a little bit of wiggle room, but, you know, for those of you that always got a Z-Pak for bronchitis, those days are over. because CDC needs the Z-Pak or Zithromax for super gonorrhea. So, a team of scientists in China say that bacterial infection has a unique microenvironment of toxins, enzymes, and a pH level. They get kind of acidic. So Dr. Zhao Gengku and colleagues at the Chinese Academy of Sciences developed a material which can assess this microenvironment that these bacteria give off. The researchers incorporated the material into bandages and then tested them on the wounds of mice. I know, the average Band-Aid is the size of a mouse, so my guess is it was a real little baby Band-Aid. Little cute little Band-Aid for little Monty. Anyway, the mice were infected with either a drug-sensitive or a drug-resistant E. coli. In the case of drug-sensitive E. coli, the bandage changed from green to yellow and released an antibiotic that killed the microbes. But when the drug-resistant bacteria were present, the bandage turned red after coming into contact with the enzymes specifically produced by the resistant microbes. When the bacteria were detected, the researchers exposed the bandage to light, causing the material to release a chemical. You see, we're starting to use light that weakened the bacteria, allowing them to be more susceptible to the medicine. So you see what they're doing. We could slap this Band-Aid on to figure out if you got the drug sensitive or the resistant kind. If it's the resistant kind, then we can maybe start some light therapy or whatever we have out there and treat it early. Now, we don't have common light therapy sort of treatments out there. We don't really have that. We're working on it. You know, we're working on silver. We used to use silver nitrate to treat Civil War soldiers' STDs, gonorrhea and syphilis. So we used to use that. But we don't really have silver, you know, very easily, you know, studied for certain bacteria, which we need to do. But now we're not just shotgun approaching or machine gun approaching your infection. What we need to do is find out what will work, use that, and not waste antibiotics or time or allow other bacteria to grow because we're misusing another antibiotic. So the researchers say that sensing and treating bacterial infections quickly could help improve recovery as well as curb the spread of antibiotic-resistant microbes. So this paper was in ACS Central Science. Authors note sensing bacterial infections and monitoring drug resistance are very important for the selection of treatment options. So it's cool. You know, we're making headway. I don't know how expensive these bandages are going to be. You know, your kids will, you know, have a bandage on, pick at it at school, jump in the bathtub. It'll be floating around. I can't tell you how many times I find my kids used bandages around the house. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? Disgusting. And then the dog eats it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, New York is going to join the list of cities planning to ban cashless stores. Now, this is interesting because, you know, everybody's kind of worried about carbon footprint and trees, and you have a lot of left-leaning ideals that seem to be satisfied with going more cashless and not using, money and, spreading germs and things like that. But Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to ban that from happening in New York. Digital payments have been catching on. A lot of people like that. Then, they're not going to get screwed with counterfeit money. They could get paid right away. They don't have to worry about going to a bank and getting robbed. A lot of stores are liking it now. My workers won't be, robbed at gunpoint. There's no cash on hand. So it's very appetizing to companies. Although, you know, there's always fees. It was really frustrating. When you have the credit card machine, you had to pay the credit card service, plus you had to pay the bank per credit card fee, like Discover had an extra fee, you know, because Discover does cash back. Everybody pays. You're like, oh my gosh, Discover gives me cash back. Yeah, but the vendor has to pay extra money, which is why a lot of vendors out there don't take Discover. You're like, why don't you take Discover? Well, because they have the extra fees. So, you know, if the fees aren't passed on to the consumer, and they usually are one way or the other, maybe not directly, the employer still has to pay those fees. But, you know, it does offer a lot of benefits. But the reason why cities are banning it is because they think it will discriminate against people who don't have access to credit or debit cards. So they say these well-intentioned policies are designed to look after the unbanked, as well as the elderly, poor, and other vulnerable groups that are more likely to rely on basic money, notes, coins to pay for things. They say it would be deeply harmful for society if cash went away quickly. Even though the usage is slipping, notes and coins are not endangered. As of 2018, nearly 50% of purchases of less than $10 were still made using cash. That's according to a Federal Reserve survey. So cash is still used. Now, most people, especially the young ones, are learning to use their Apple Watch. I think there's that, gosh, who's that NFL player with his wife where they're racing each other to, not Tannehill, I forget who it is, where they're racing each other to use the card and hit. Even Peyton Manning was doing commercials for that as well. Was it Peyton Manning? Who was it? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, the NFL has been big on using these cards to go ding. But you have a lot of people that just don't, may not have a place to live on a regular basis. So how do they get their bills? They don't have, you know, they get robbed, so they don't have their cards anymore. So, you know, having a means to get cash is helpful. Now, the drug industry would fall considerably if we didn't have cash. How many people pay for their, you know, drugs by credit card? So that is something to look at. If we start doing away with cash, how that could affect, you know, the drug industry. But Jeff Bezos and Amazon Go was kind of one of the pioneers to this. We're going to have a store where no cash, you just flash your card or whatever, and we will automatically charge your account. So New York's ban also reminds people that a lot of people don't have a bank account. They say 11% of New Yorkers are bankless. Some 22% use alternatives like check cashing stores, according to the Department of Consumer Affairs. They say in the U.S., about 6.5% of households did not have a checking or savings account. So if people rely on cash, then they can't go to certain stores. So I like the idea of my kids knowing how to count money. I like my kids seeing money, etc. But paper money, I do have problems with. Paper money is very, very dirty. Paper money spreads germs. Remember, we are going to move towards a society, especially with all these new bugs out there and infections, we are going to move towards a society of, you know, nobody has to touch something that somebody else touched. You know, I even noticed that with cashiers. I'm like, here's my credit card. They're like, no, just stick it in the machine. You know, you used to hand a credit card, they would swipe it, or they would input the number. They're like, no. They almost jump back. They don't want to touch your stuff. Nobody's touching each other now. So, anyway, the New York bill will fine stores that don't accept cash. $1,000 for the first violation, $1,500 for each additional offense. And isn't New York having its share of, you know, crime? So you will get fined if you don't accept cash. The ban poses at least some risk that some businesses could avoid New York if they think being cashless makes better business sense for them. So I wonder if these Amazon stores, then what they do The whole purpose of this Amazon Go is for you to go into the store, get your groceries, get your stuff, and then leave. New York just seems to be anti-Amazon. Do you notice that? With Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, her scaring Amazon out of Long Island, was it? So, this ban does pose at least some risks that some businesses could avoid New York if they think they're being cashless. We talked about that. Cashless bans could upset the economy as people are trying to entice people to use their card. You spend more when you don't see the money in your wallet. You know, I was very reluctant to get a credit card when I was younger. In fact, so I came from a family where my parents weren't really big on credit cards. And my dad was very old school, having emigrated to the U.S. When credit cards started to become really, really big in the 70s and 80s, you know, and I'm like, Daddy, why aren't you getting a MasterCard or a Visa? Look, there's MasterCard and Visa. I think it was on the game Life or something like that. I don't know. And my father's like, if you can't pay for it, then you can't afford it. So why put it on a card, you know? If I don't have the cash for it, the Visa can't afford it. You know, we had grown up poor. We had maybe a couple good years, but for the most part, we grew up poor. So it made sense to me. So I never got a credit card. But then I moved out when I was 18. And I needed to build a credit history. And I learned very quickly that in order for me to be able to rent an apartment or get the power bill, I'd be screwed if I didn't get a credit card. So I got the credit card, and then I would only use it for like a $10 thing or a $20 thing, and then I would make sure to pay it right at the end of the month because I didn't want to pay more. I was scared to death of going into debt with a credit card. So I barely used it though, but was able to build a credit history. And then now I don't know what the hell I owe on my credit card. Now you got miles and you got points and you got all that. But when you do have a credit card, you know, somebody says, all right, you know, this new laptop is going to be $800. Okay, if I don't have $800 in my wallet, I would be more likely to say, no, I'm going to pass. But instead, no, I got a credit card. So go ahead, put that on there. I need a new laptop. So this cashless sort of attitude we have has helped the economy grow as it has. You know, probably faster if you've kind of looked at the way things have, people purchase since the 70s and 80s and all that. Credit cards have caused an enormous rise in purchasing. However, you also have a much enormous rise of debt. You have more people going bankrupt. You know, just like medical school. I could not go to medical school if I had to use whatever cash was in my pocket. But I was able to borrow money from the government. Then I had to pay the government back. And it worked. It worked. But, you know, it's interesting. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude.
put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.